It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We have found many creative ways to say curse words without actually saying them.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rena.
We love taboo words on Sunday mornings, don't we?
We do seem to talk about them with some regularity.
Well, today is not an exception. We're so clever when it comes to euphemisms for dirty words. When and why did we start doing this?
There have probably been taboo words in language as long as there's been language. And we have a long history of finding euphemistic ways to avoid saying those words. What I'm struck by is it really speaks to the power of words. There's the expression, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me, which is just wrong. Words are enormously powerful and they can do a lot of damage, which is why with some of them we find ways to get around actually saying them.
Did you have a chance to take a look at when people actually started doing that and what words they used?
Well, it depends on what word we're talking about. So some of these show up very early in English. For example, criminy, which we're not entirely sure where it comes from, but it may come from Christ, a way to say that without saying it, shows up as early as 1681.
I remember people saying criminently.
That one I haven't heard, but again, a creative way to avoid saying a word. We then have some that are more recent. I looked at G, which shows up first in 1895. Now, it may be a euphemistic shortening for Jesus. It may also be related to Geewillikens, which was a way to avoid saying the word Jerusalem.
Oh.
And Jerusalem was actually an interjection, that you could say, by Jerusalem.
Really?
And from that, we get Geewillikens, and from that, we may get Gee Whiz.
Uh-huh. And now we have G's.
G's, which is a euphemism for Jesus, and shows up in the OED, first citation, 1923.
Well, that is really freaking interesting, and that's one itself, isn't it?
It is. So we have found ways to avoid saying the F word, and you'll notice I'm avoiding it right there saying the F word.
Thank you. Love my job.
So we get frickin' as early as 1937. We then have the word friggin', and what I had not realized was that word itself, which we often use as a euphemism to avoid saying the F word, is a taboo word itself.
And it's such a tiny change. Why does that one matter and the others are no big deal?
Well, that one goes back to the verb frig, which historically had a sexualized taboo meaning, which you can look up. So 80 years ago, if you said something like, so when does the friggin' boat come? That would have been a fairly coarse, somewhat taboo way to say that. But I think what's happened is over time, we've come to understand that word as a euphemism for the F word, much like freakin' or frickin'.
Well, gosh darn it, this has been interesting, Anne. Thank you so much.
Have a good Sunday.